Hi, besties. Welcome back to the Try Not to Care podcast. It's your girl, Ashley. I hope you had an awesome week. I hope Valentine's Day wasn't too horrendous. I hope you bought yourself flowers or someone spoiled the fuck out of you. I just hope everything was good and you're ready to kill another week. So today's episode is going to be a quickie just because I kind of have a lot going on. Or at least I hope it's a quickie if I don't ramble, but we'll see. Anyways, as you know, every week I always say to DM me questions or topics that you want me to talk about. And I get a wide range of questions and topics, but I do also get a lot of overlap. And one of the questions that I get is like, how do I stop worrying about how people perceive me? How do I just like be who I am and be carefree about it? So today I want to talk about how we view ourselves, our perception of ourselves, how others perceive us, and then like our own insecurities that prevent us from expressing who we actually are. This is something that I've touched on briefly in previous episodes. It's just something that like I like to talk about often because we all do it, we all struggle with it. And I like to normalize the fact that everyone is kind of hyper-focused on ourselves while also worrying about how we come off to others. So let's do this. Let's get into it. Hopefully I don't ramble and this doesn't take 3 hours. So one thing that I have struggled with a lot my whole life is feeling like whatever I'm doing isn't good enough for others. I've felt like I annoy others and I have unlikable qualities. The things that I do are cringy. The things that I say aren't intelligent or aren't worth hearing. I've had reoccurring thoughts that everyone in my life hates me. I have struggled with maintaining friendships and relationships because my mind literally gets in the way. I'll have a great friendship, but I won't hear from them for like a week. And my mind will tell me that they don't like me anymore and they're talking shit about me. Just crazy thoughts that aren't even true, but are constantly running through my head and driving me fucking insane. And all of these negative thoughts that I've had have translated into every part of my life. In high school, I didn't do sports or clubs because I was afraid of rejection and I was afraid of classmates making fun of me. There were times where I didn't apply to jobs even though I was qualified, because I was afraid of getting the job and then failing at it and letting down the people that hired me. I have ditched plans that I've made with new people because I was afraid how I would come off to them meeting them for the first time. And then on the lesser scale, you know, I've taken photos or videos that I've been proud of and uploaded them, and then I stare at them and I end up deleting them 5 minutes later because I'm like, okay, these suck. These are terrible. No one's going to like them. I'm embarrassing. And I am just afraid of what others viewing them would think. And I put myself in a box of what I deemed acceptable, comfortable, and normal. Things that I felt that couldn't be judged or wouldn't hurt my feelings if someone viewed them a different way than I did. I avoided stepping out of that box and avoided actually expressing who I was and what I liked, so I had a better chance at not being made fun of or feeling like a failure. But by doing this, I was failing the one person who actually fucking mattered, which was myself. I feel like it's more common when you're younger and in school to feel the need to dress or act a certain way to fit in or be liked, right? Like as you get older, you obtain a stronger sense of self. And you don't feel like you have that much to prove anymore, especially if you have a good support system and you like who you are. But I don't think the fear of judgment or the need for some type of validation goes away at a certain age. And that's why I struggled with applying to jobs and why I struggled with social media. I mean, I'm turning 25 and I still find myself thinking about how others perceive me. Even if it doesn't affect me or my mental health the way that it used to, it still happens. You know, if I post a photo, my mind might immediately go to, I wonder what this person is going to think when or if they see this. When I first let my coworkers follow my social media, because I didn't talk about social media at all with them, I worked with them for like 2 years and we never followed each other. They did not know I did TikTok, nothing. But once I told them and they followed me, whenever I would post like a kind of scandalous photo of myself or a raunchy TikTok, my mind would go straight to, oh my God, my boss is going to see this and she's going to think I'm a fucking wild lunatic and my entire image of what she thought I was is going to be different now. And it was an uncomfortable adjustment, but it was needed. Otherwise, I would have been sacrificing a piece of myself for someone who honestly probably does not give a crap about me, does not think twice about me. It's just my thoughts telling me that they do when they don't. And that's exactly it. They're just thoughts. Let's say you're sitting around and you text your friend, but they don't text you back. You see them posting on social media, so you know they're on their phone. So you're like, why aren't they responding to my message? They must be mad at me. I must have done something to piss them off. When in reality, they opened your message, were typing, and got distracted and forgot to hit send. Like literally just went right over their head. But in your mind, you are drafting up 5 different scenarios of what you might have done to upset them when you literally did nothing wrong. And in the moment, this makes sense to you, but if you were to take a step back and really think about it, these are just thoughts and not what's actually occurring. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation, and they were talking about this. And the example that they gave is you're driving and you see the car that your ex drives, and your mind immediately jumps to, that's them, that's my ex. And then you see someone in their passenger seat and your mind jumps to, oh my God, who is that? Who are they seeing? Oh my God, they're seeing another girl. Oh my God, why would they do that? Are they over me? I can't believe this. And then you pull up closer and realize that it's literally not even them. And your mind created this whole scenario and jumped to all of these conclusions upsetting you when it wasn't even your ex. The thing about our mind is it likes to create stories. Our mind likes to have answers and an end result. Our mind likes closure, and that's why a lot of the time when you break up with someone, you feel like you need that closure to move on. But the thing is, not everything has an answer or needs an answer, but our mind still creates one. It will create a storyline if one isn't presented to you, and that's why we often find ourselves overthinking and getting upset about things that haven't even happened yet and probably will never happen. And in the sense of our mind wanting a storyline, it's always searching for a meaning, literally in everything. And that's why when, you know, you might post a photo and someone likes it or doesn't like it, you attach a meaning to that interaction or lack of interaction, and then you form a conclusion of how you think that person might think of you. Our mind finds meaning in the smallest things that we do throughout our day. Let's say you see someone that you don't even know and you smile at them and they don't smile back. Your first immediate reaction or thought is probably, they just gave me a nasty look, when they either just have a resting bitch face or were zoning out. But now you have this preconceived notion of this person that they're mean or they don't like you, when that's just not the case. And our mind creates this messed up perception, and we can't distinguish what's real and what's not until you step back and analyze it like we are right now. And you say, you know, this is just a thought. It does not mean it's concrete or correct. I can be wrong. This could be wrong. And most times we are. So knowing this, backtrack to what I was saying earlier about worrying about being judged or worrying about others viewing you. Just because you make up some story in your head about how someone might look at you or think about you does not mean that's how they actually do. And also, even if they do view you that way, who cares? Why does it even matter? I have a kind of fucked up way of thinking about life. Like, half the time, I am completely dissociating and don't even think half the things in life are real or life itself is real, which can be a good or bad thing at times. But to me, most things in life are subjective. Everything is built off of other people's opinions, thoughts, feelings. Life is a social construct. There really isn't any right or wrong. We just go based off of what society has deemed right, wrong, attractive, successful. But at the end of the day, everyone has their own opinions and you can't please everyone. So you might as well please yourself. and stop worrying whether they think you're cringy or think you're trying too hard. It literally does not matter. Think of all the people that are in your life. Imagine if you tried to please each one of those people. Your dad wants you to be an A+ student and follow every rule, but your best friend likes that you're a little rebellious and you do whatever the fuck you want. And then your boyfriend wants you to be this perfect little angel who dresses for his eyes only, but then your other friend likes your fashion sense and how you're not afraid to show a little skin. You can't be all of those things, especially if they seem like unrealistic expectations compared to who you actually are. If you try to please each one of those people, you lose sight of who you actually are, and you end up becoming someone manufactured for others. So when you go off wondering what others think of you and think of what you're doing, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't live a life questioning how others perceive you because, one, you'll never actually know, and two, you can't control it. I talked about this in my last episode, but you can do everything in your power to try and control how others view you, whether that's dressing a certain way, talking a certain way, posting a certain way, however you choose to control the narrative, but it'll never work. People will always think what they want to think, and that's based off their own experiences, and that's something you can't change and you can't control. I had someone reach out yesterday about how they have wanted to start posting on social media, but the thought of what other people were going to say was holding her back. And as she was talking to me, she had all of these great reasons for why she wanted to post. She was super passionate about how she loves creating content and how excited she was to post the content. But the only thing holding her back was the idea of others perceiving her a way that she didn't want them to. And the advice I gave to her is, if you're passionate in what you're doing, you're happy doing it, and you really want it, that's all that should matter. If people don't like you, they're not going to like you no matter what you do. And the same goes for people who do like you. If they like you, if they love you, they'll love you and support you through whatever it is, even if it's not their cup of tea. With that being said, it shouldn't matter what others think of you. It shouldn't matter if people like what you like. Are you proud of who you are? Do you like what you're putting out into the world? Are you someone you'd want to be around? Because that's all that truly matters. No one ever questions the intentions of someone who knows who they are. Knowing who you are, what you value, what you stand for, what you like, what you don't like, and what you want is unbreakable. Another thing, the podcast I listen to, her name is Michaela J. I highly recommend listening to her podcast. It's called Mindset, Magic, Manifestation. She's a queen. She talked about being a solid human and a wobbly human. I think those were the terms that she used. So when you're being a solid human, you are you in your truest form. You show up every day believing in what you believe, and you just own who you are. You like the things that you like in every situation. You show up wearing what you want to wear no matter where you go. You hold the same values even if you're in a new group of people. And then being a wobbly human is when you aren't committed to who you are and you kind of flip-flop your ideas and values when you're challenged and want to go with the flow of others and want to please others. So let's say, for an example, you love to dance, okay? You take dance lessons every Tuesday night, but you don't tell anyone about it. You don't tell your boyfriend that you live with that you're going to dance lessons. You tell him that you have to work late after work every Tuesday, and you lie to him about where you're going because you're afraid that they'll make fun of you and they won't support your hobby. You're being, one, a liar. Don't lie to your significant other about where you're going. That's why we have Find My Friends. But also, you're being a wobbly human. You're being a wobbly human because you're not owning who you are. Owning who you are is showing all of the bits and pieces of you that make you who you are. That means showing that you like to dance, that you like to do these things, even if others don't. That's who you are, and that person needs to come out and needs to be shown to others. Otherwise, you're going to be holding onto this baggage and it's going to get really fucking heavy when you could easily just let it be. And if people don't like that part of you, they can leave. Who wants someone in their life who doesn't support them? Not me. I've dealt with it and it sucks. It sucks so bad. It's so much more fun having people in your life who actually give a fuck about you and actually support you. But when I learned this about being a wobbly human versus being a solid human is when I decided to tell my coworkers about my social media and what I do, because I was hiding a part of myself when I went into that job. I had to turn off a part of me for 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, just to protect a part of me who was afraid that they wouldn't look at me the same, or they would look at me different or make fun of me or whatever. And I realized I was never going to be who I wanted to be, my higher self, if you will, until I was my authentic self in front of everyone that I know. Because let's say, you know, I blow up on social media, right? That's the dream, baby. I blow up on social media. I have millions of followers. I'm not going to be able to hide that I do social media when I have a platform like that. But I'm never going to get to that level if I don't step into that mindset of being someone who has that amount of followers. When you have millions of followers, you're not going to be thinking, oh my God, I hope this person doesn't know that I do social media. It's gonna pop up on their For You page, okay? We're not living the Hannah Montana lifestyle anymore. I definitely was. I was Miley when I went to work, and I was Hannah when I went home. Just a greasier version of Hannah Montana. Anyways, but it meant showing up in my everyday life in front of anyone and everyone as me, like real me. As real as it gets, as cringy as it gets, it's me. Being solid in who you are is powerful because no one can knock you down if you are confident in everything that you are. Like if they don't like something, not your problem. You literally just brush it off and keep going. When you're solid in who you are and you're constantly working for your best interest and putting all of your energy into yourself, you don't have time to think about what others think of you or if your best friend even likes you or if the Instagram photo you posted was good enough. You do things for yourself and yourself only. You get validation through doing things for yourself, not from others. So last week I had you write down a list of things that you like about yourself. And first of all, I would just want to say I'm so happy that some of you were able to do that and share them with me. I'm so happy that it helped you. But I like the idea of assigning you homework at the end of each episode. It's never going to be hard or anything, but it will always go with the episode and it will always help you. So for this week's assignment, I want you to find something that's like a little challenging for you, but will help you step into a more authentic version of yourself. It could be something small, like you want to start sharing your gym progress on your Instagram story, or you want to start sharing some really good food recipes on your Instagram story. It could be something big, like you've been wanting to start music lessons, you want to start playing the guitar, or something, I don't know, just something that's challenging for you, something that you've wanted to do, something you've wanted to share, something that makes you more you. So go off and do that. Go ponder and think about what it is that you're going to be doing this week that challenges you. You don't have to share it with me, especially if it is like personal or whatever, but I always do like when you do share things with me because we're besties and besties don't keep secrets from each other. I'm totally kidding. I can literally fuck off. I'm sorry. But I don't want to ramble and I feel like I already am. So I'm going to cut it here. And I've just been sitting here this episode with so many issues with my mic and so many noises. And I'm just struggling, to be honest. So I need to go make myself a coffee and figure my life out. So as always, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Follow my Instagrams if you aren't already at Ashley Corbo and at Trying Not the Number 2 Care Podcast. If you have the time, please give the podcast a rating on whatever platform you're listening to. And my DMs are always open if you want to chat, if you want to hang out with me, whatever you want to do. Yeah. So thank you again. I love you and I will see you next week. Bye.